This morning, we are verifying if the COVID-19 pandemic was predicted nearly a decade ago.
Start with the claim that this lockdown was planned more than 10 years ago in the, quote, Rockefeller document. Now, there are a lot of claims in these posts. They say that the Rockefeller document talks about a contagious but low mortality rate virus.
We're about to go into a dark winter, a dark winter.
We found the document these claims mention. It's actually called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development.
Without better planning, 2020 could be the darkest winter in modern history.
That it would have a weaponized version, that the virus would be transported between labs and smuggled out by China, that they'd fund government agencies and give them talking points and scripts, and that governments would coordinate a vaccine development and multiple lockdown phases.
Dark winter.
In 2001, a real-world exercise tested the emergency response to a bioterror attack in the continental United States. The operation was called Dark Winter. Within just a few days, the simulation spiraled out of control. The operation predicted a rapid breakdown in essential institutions, civil disorder, and massive civilian casualties.
A dark winter
has revealed how vulnerable we've become.
So what psychologists are saying is as the days get shorter and colder and as case numbers continue to rise in the country, they say that mental health concerns will also go up.
And that just takes us back to, we've got to bring this thing to a close, and then you can have the tourism and the travel and the sports and the variety of things to where we were before this.
If you do not do what you are told to do, when you're told to do it, you will be punished. Do you understand?
Aye, sir!
One day there will be a pandemic. It could begin during the crush of Black Friday sales. A pathogen will jump from tainted banknotes to human skin, onto food, toys, children, and loved ones. By the time Patient Zero feels the first sore throat, millions of people will already be infected. From this point, the breakdown will happen fast.
Day one, hospitals will reach capacity. Panic will strike. Day two, quarantine zones will be established. Resources will be rationed. Transport will go into lockdown. Day three, international trade will stop. The oil will dry up. The stock market will collapse. Day four, the power will fail. The shelves will be empty. The taps will run dry. And once hunger and despair take hold, people will do anything for survival. By day five, everyone will be a potential threat.
What will it take to save what remains?
If you do not do what you are told to do, when you're told to do it, you will be punished. Do you understand?
Aye, sir!
Read my lips.
A new world order. We have a real chance at this new world order.
Come on, man.
An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
We're about to go into a dark winter.
Could be the darkest winter in modern history.
What will it take to save what remains?
A new world order.
Around the world, we're closing borders. COVID-19's on the rise.
Dark winter.
A new world order. Behind closed doors, the storm will pass, we will survive.
The darkest winter in modern history.
We-